liberalism, not just in Germany, but I think everywhere in Europe, the 1890s is represent a pivotal decade, a decade in which the great optimism and confidence of liberal Europeans was shaken for a variety of reasons, none more so than I think this the emergence of this social problem and of the social democrats. It would be in these years before the outbreak of the First World War that a new theorist would emerge who would offer an alternative explanation to Marxist theory, and one that was quite suited to a liberal, a reform liberal interpretation of politics. And this was Max Weber, the German sociologist. Weber, looking at Marxist theory and also looking around him at capitalism as it existed in Germany, Britain, France, and so on, Weber argued that the basis of Marx's argument about alienation, what was it that alienated people from their work? Marx had argued that it was the ownership of the means of production. Weber argued it wasn't this at all. It was instead something far more insidious about modern industrial society. It was bureaucratization, Weber argued, that caused alienation. It wouldn't matter whether it was socialist or whether it's capitalist. It didn't really matter who owned the means of production, whether it was the state, whether it was the proletariat, or whether it was private individuals. Bureaucratization in a complex economy, in a complex modern society, was ultimately reducing everyone to this sense of alienation. There was a trend toward rationalization, he argued as well, to rationalize the economy, to rationalize production, and that this rationalization also played a role in transforming the economy. It was, he argued, not societies that were thoroughly industrialized that were likely to produce the political troubles, even revolution, that Marx had prophesied. Instead, he argued it would be in those societies where liberal capitalism had not fully asserted itself, where there were residues of the old pre-capitalist elites, pre-capitalist forms, pre-capitalist economic institutions, and these two things in conflict would be likely to produce revolution. Weber was providing a theoretical groundwork for a revived non-Marxist interpretation of capitalism. But for the political parties, for the liberals, the reform liberals, the classical liberals, this was very little solace. The central question facing domestic political life in Europe and social life as well in the years before the outbreak of the Great War in 1914 was, how does one deal with this enormous social problem? How does one face the challenge of socialism? How is one to prevent the violent revolution that would destroy this enormously prosperous civilization, a revolution that Marx had predicted, as he said, with scientific certainty?